So where are the fashion police when you need them? I'm not talking about the way you guys are dressed. You know, it's always amazed me that our society, you know, somebody up there, I don't mean God, but I mean somebody up there in retail or design or fashion or something decides that something is going to be in fashion. It makes no difference whether it makes people look awful or whether it's totally impractical as a way of dressing, but they just decree that this is what's in style, and then everybody will buy it and wear it, even if it makes them look bad, as I said, or if it is impractical. Now, have you seen in our society men who like wear their pants and they only go up to here? Have you seen that? Anyone seen that? No one's seen that. I'm the only one who's seen that? Oh, you have? Okay. Wasn't sure. Nobody raised their hand or... Well, you know, I'm like, you know, gosh, if you want to show off your designer underwear, why don't you just take off the pants and walk around in your underwear? I mean, for Pete's sake. What is this? You can't even move, you know? I mean, it's like... Do you know, I heard a story about a couple young men who were so attired who broke into a store when they were running away from the cops, they couldn't run away. And so they were apprehended. Talk about impractical clothes, right? You know, but those same young men had set their hearts on something that was in that store, and so they decided to break in and steal it. And yet, whatever they broke in and stole could just as easily be stolen from them later. Their desire for such illusory treasure had led their lives into disorder. Instead, they started out on a path that was directly antithetical to what Jesus taught, as we heard today in the gospel. Those young men wanted to acquire more possessions by stealing what rightfully belonged to somebody else. Whereas Jesus says, as we heard him today, he says, sell your possessions. Don't acquire more. Sell your possessions. And instead of taking away from what does not belong to you, give from what you have to help those in need. Now, the restrictive clothing of these young men is a symbol of how their disordered desires got in their way and inhibited their ability to move with freedom. In fact, the clothes had the opposite effect of binding them and imprisoning them and taking away their freedom. So how much do these young men mirror our lives? Where is our heart? What is the treasure of which we are in pursuit that consumes our attentions and energies? Is it trying to win the approval and love of someone else? Or is it our attentions and energies spent in harboring a grudge against somebody else who has harmed us in some way, and so we want to make their lives miserable? Or is it just in lusting after acquiring more things? Today in the gospel, Jesus reminds us that as believers, our hearts must be set on knowing Him, on loving Him, and on serving Him. And towards that end, even if we cannot sell all of our possessions like He tells us, perhaps we can at least put a moratorium on our lust and desire to acquire more and put a brake on it. And towards that end, instead of chasing after our need for love or approval or revenge, we should be focusing on meeting the needs of others. Brothers and sisters, Jesus says that He will come again And that we have to be ready for that coming when he does come. But we have to be able to move and to do his will if we are going to do that. Those men with the pants at half mast, you know, they couldn't run away from the cops. Their clothing made it impossible to run away from the cops. And so what about our false desires? Do they so constrict us that we are not able to run towards the only real treasure, who is Jesus himself? When Jesus comes, whether it's in the moments of our ordinary day or at the end of history, if our energies are so consumed and invested in other things, we might miss him. Jesus today tells us to have our belts done up. That is, to have our clothing tucked in so that it will not hinder our running. And he tells us to have our lamps lit. Those are powerful and beautiful symbols of freedom, of focus, of readiness. They are powerful symbols, having our lights lit, having our belts done up. They are powerful symbols of fixing our hearts on knowing Christ, on loving Christ, and on serving him. For he is the only treasure, he is the only treasure for those who have faith. So, Lord, increase our faith. Amen.